From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
More capital raising. There's a lot of capital out there, isn't there?
There is, and I'm going to keep it local this morning, Mike, because there's a lot of negativity out there economically at the moment. We've got lots of job layoffs. There's uncertain times ahead, so I thought I'd highlight a slightly lesser-known New Zealand success story that jumped into the news headlines yesterday. So, yeah, you're right, corporate activities are thick and fast around us at the moment. Boardrooms would be an interesting place at the moment, I would have thought, Mike, because the directors are sort of trying to negotiate what a challenging time. So this is, I think, why we're now, they've had time to sort of review COVID, coronavirus, lockdown. They're now making decisions on how best to approach the recovery. And yesterday we saw Infratil, and just that we spoke about the placement of Infratil, and the institutional placement was heavily oversubscribed, so very well supported. But I want to talk about AFT Pharmaceuticals. It's a local business listed on the NZX, and yesterday they announced a small capital raising, but a larger sell down by existing shareholders. And I think it is a local success story that I suspect isn't well known by a lot of people. They've got a portfolio of patented pharmaceutical products. They're distributed through a sort of distributor licensee network in over 125 countries around the world. And I think folks out there would probably recognize the Maxigesic brand. Crystaderm is another brand you might recognize, but they've got over 125 proprietary branded generic products. To give you an idea of size, for financial year 2020, so that's this financial year, they have revenue of 105 million. So, you know, pretty big. Cornerstone shareholders at the Atkinson Family Trust and the CRG Group, they're selling $74 million worth of shares. Now, CRG is a US-based investment firm that provides growth capital in the early stages of these businesses. They've been there through this growth period. They're now moving on and looking, I presume, to recycle the capital. The end result here, I think you'll see a bit more liquidity on the secondary market for trading. And you'd be pretty happy because the share price has done pretty well. I think it was around sort of $3 at the end of 2019, and $4.70 was where it closed yesterday. So happy days for shareholders there.
That's not bad. Where are we at with fuel? Are we buying? Are we back at the petrol station?
Not really. Now, this is, Mike, our ongoing attempt to bring the listeners out there all the up-to-date stuff, the current stuff. And I've talked about this focus really shifting from historical data, which is useful and interesting, but isn't really telling you much about how we're coming out of lockdown, to the forward-looking stuff, you know, the current stuff. And this is where confidence numbers come. And also what we call high frequency numbers, so you don't have to wait for a whole quarter. Now, so thank you Z Energy on this front. They're giving us a weekly update of fuel sales. So they release weekly volume data across their network of stores, and it was released this yesterday. So this is for the week ended the 7th of June, so last week. Admittedly, the week beforehand, the 31st of May, was a little higher due to the Queen's birthday weekend, but the trend's still relevant. Now, this was level two, but there was no real restriction on movement, yeah. I don't think, was there in level two? So, and we're excluding jet fuel from this comparison for obvious reasons. It does make it look a lot worse. But the volumes for the week ending the 7th of June were down 20% compared to pre-lockdown levels. And I think that's a really interesting number, Mike, because apparently we're out and about, we're doing our thing.
Yeah.
But a large nationwide petrol retailer is experiencing 20% lower volumes than before lockdown. Now, that's compared to the 4 weeks, an average volume for the 4 weeks preceding level four. So this tends to support these other numbers that I've been talking about, Mike, like the ANZ business outlook, that it's normal. It's normal, but it's not as we know it, Jim.
Correct.
It's not as we know it.
Tell you what, give it another couple of weeks, because I monitor this. My own survey is as me going home at 9 o'clock every morning, and yesterday was the worst day yet. And I'm thinking level one, give level one or 2 weeks and see where the fuel sales are at that point, because I reckon there's still a few people at home and there's a little bit of a confidence issue. And if you don't see anything in a couple of weeks, then we've got some problems. How's that sound?
Well, unless we'll send them back home like some firms are doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly, right. I think you've got to work in the office. I think you've got to talk to people, Mike. You've got to talk to people. You've got
to exchange ideas.
It
depends who the people are. See, I'm enjoying working and talking with you, but we're not in the same building. And I look out the double-glazed window and I can see no one I want to talk to. So, you know,
well,
what are the numbers?
Mike. Well, there you go. A Fed Reserve just came out, and they've left interest rates unchanged, but their interest rates are basically staying low forever. Now, so with the Dow's bounced 27,335. That's up 62. It was down before when we started talking, up to 0.23. The S&P 500 up 0.35. It was also down about 10 minutes ago, 3218. And the Nasdaq surging through the 10,000 level, 10,082, up 129 points. So everything, we're off to the races again. FTSE 100, 6329, that was down 6 overnight. The Nikkei, 23124, up 34. The Shanghai Composite, 2943, down 12. The ASX 200, quiet day yesterday, up 36148. We lost 38 points on the NZX 50 yesterday, 11,260. The currencies, now these have shot up. The Kiwi dollar shot up again in the last 5 minutes, 0.6581, so heading towards 0.66. Against the Aussie, 0.9319. Against the euro, we are 0.5764. Against the pound, 0.5137. And against the yen, 70.43. Gold, $1,714.70. Brent crude, $41.35.
Have a good one. See you Friday. Appreciate it very much. JMIWealth.co.nz.